Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
After a long and varied career in law enforcement, James Gillespie looks back on his favorite job, working undercover with the Ogden Police Department.
I loved Ogden City Police Department. It was the most awesome job in the world. Every day was a different day. Something different happened every day. Working undercover was a whole new world. My cover and my demeanor back then, I had the full afro. I had the mustache goatee. Language was a lot different than what I'm speaking right now. And I was able to sell myself as Lee Stanley Day, which was a write-off of LSD. I used different things for undercover names. Nathaniel A.R. Coons, Narcs, they didn't flash on that either, and I used that throughout southern Utah. I always worried, since I'm from the Utah area, I'd worry about someone running into me that knew me. And I was in a bar in Salt Lake on Beck Street called Swedetown Pub, and I was with two other individuals, and I was purchasing methamphetamine speed from these two individuals. And everybody in the bar knew me by the name of Lee Stanley Day, Lee Day from the University of Utah. And this guy comes in, he orders a beer, and he looks over, and he says, Jim! Well, Jim's a street name for any guy. Hey, Jim. And so I go, hey, and keep talking to the two guys that I'm trying to make this buy from. And he says, walks over, and he says, Jim, it's me, Toby. And I looked at him, I says, I don't know you. And he says, yeah, I grew up across the street from you. And I says, can you read? And he says, yeah. And I take out my wallet and I take out my driver's license. What does it say? Read it out loud. What's the name? Lee Stanley Day. What's my address? 1701 Don Carlos, Tempe, Arizona. I says, and you grew up across the street from me? He goes, wow, you look just like this cop from Ogden that I grew up with. And everybody gave not me the burn, but him the burn. And so he left the bar. And I made my buy, and 2 weeks later made the arrest on the two individuals, and then the bar was also selling liquor illegally and arrested the bartenders there. I enjoyed seeing the changes that I was able to help make with Ogden City. Dispatchers back in that era would use the N-word. And when I came to work for Ogden City and on a swing shift, a dispatcher dispatched a call, and they said, there's two N's on 25th and Lincoln. I took the mic and I says, can you repeat that, please? And the radio went silent. And then the next call came out, there's two black men on 25th and Lincoln. I never heard two N's again. Everyone is human. No matter how mad you get at an individual for the crime that he's committed, you need to treat them with respect.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.